Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people who have lived in South Carolina for a while know that Camden is one of our most popular towns for horse lovers. But you may not know that it is also one of only a few North American stops on the world tour of the Equus Film Festival, a New York City event dedicated to equestrian-themed film, fine art, and authors. Susie Sale is Tourism Development Director for the City of Camden and Kershaw County, and today she is in our studio. Susie, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us how this showed up on your radar. Camden is a horse town. They called you, you called them.
Camden, as you said, is very well known for its horses and our equine lifestyle. And we also have a number of filmmakers that are in Camden. And one of our lead filmmaking groups is the Camden Film Group. That's headed up by Julianne Neal, who is an equestrian. She and her partner produced a film and introduced it at the Equus International Film Festival. Once she had an experience with that, she said, I'm bringing this whole thing to Camden.
Tell us the details, the dates, and where.
This film festival is going to be in downtown Camden on February the 17th and 18th at Camden's iconic Little Theater.
Can you share with us some of the highlights of a few of the films that will be shown?
Many of the films that will be on the Camden tour stop are award-winning films from the New York Festival, shorts, feature films, three films that were actually produced in Camden. These include The True Story of Sunshine Numbers, that recounts the story of a racehorse with an extraordinary winning record that is owned by Sue and George Sensor, actually of Camden. Another film is Minnie Mambo, and it is a short film exploring the world of thoroughbred racing and a female-only syndicate of competitive women from Camden racing their first filly, Minnie Mambo. And most importantly, one of the Environmental Film Award winners in New York is the international film The Edge by Bruce Anderson, and he's a Camden equine specialist who works with horses and people to kind of mentor them through life, if you will.
Does this mean Camden is launching a film industry now?
Yes, it is. And the lead person doing that for us and with us is Julianne Neal with the Camden Film Group.
Have you been able to measure any economic development impact yet?
Well, this is our second year, and I can tell you that we had a record-breaking sale of tickets so far. One of the most positive aspects of the film industry growing in Camden and Kershaw County is that it brings together the equine folks that are out in the environment, if you will, the hunting class, polo players, farms, the steeplechase racing. Everyone that loves horses brings them in together and gives them higher recognition about the impact of the equine business in our county. That connects with the shops and the restaurants downtown. We have a number of restaurants that are stepping up that are pulling together some special events to coincide with the event. We also have a gallery gallop that we're going to be focusing on equine art.
How connected is Kershaw County's equine industry to the rest of the state? Do you consider Aiken, for example, a competitor?
Aiken certainly is a wonderful equine community, and there are folks that do training, etc., in Camden, Kershaw County that also do a lot of racing and showing and jumping, dressage and things like that in Aiken as well. So there's a little bit of overlap.
What are the challenges facing the equine industry right now?
Throughout the equine industry, and especially in South Carolina, and I've just recently spoken with the folks at the equine sector of the South Carolina Agricultural Department. They're seeing a lot of changes in the equine industry throughout South Carolina. We are experiencing it as well in Camden, Kershaw County. New generations of riders, new generations of trainers and owners, the money that's required anymore to maintain the sophistication of the training and the commuting and the and acquire the trainers is always going to be a factor, and we're seeing the sophistication tighten a little bit.
Well, Susie, once again, the details of the upcoming film festival.
The Equus Film Festival in Camden, South Carolina, Friday, February the 17th, and Saturday, February the 18th, at Camden's Little Theater downtown. There will be a lot of other activities that are going on throughout the town, and we certainly welcome everybody to come and enjoy what we think is one of the greatest things about South Carolina, and that's the equine industry in Camden-Kershaw County.
Susie, thanks for visiting our studio today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Susie Sale is Tourism Development Director for the City of Camden in Kershaw County, and we will have a link to the festival posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.